And again, it's this value of life. Is life life, or in certain cases, it's not good enough life?
Exactly. And that's where we have to say, if this is a person created in the image of God, this life has value, and it has nothing to do with whether that person is real healthy. There's a passage in Exodus that says, I, the Lord God, am the one who makes someone dumb and someone deaf. You know, and God is the one who creates a person. And even if that person has severe handicaps, God is still their creator. And I just would encourage Christians, when they find out in their pregnancies that, for instance, maybe they have an anencephalic child or trisomy or Down syndrome child, that they do not take the advice of doctors who will sometimes say, well, you just need to end this pregnancy because this child is going to die. Mm-hmm. Let God determine whether the child is going to die and when the child is going to die. And then you can mourn the loss of the child. But if you take the action, then you will live with guilt and questioning yourself, and why did I do this? And I just encourage people, let God be God, and let us be the creatures and trust Him.